Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, November 10.
Good morning.
We love Fridays here, folks, as you already know.
We do.
Yes. How are you, Rachel?
I'm great.
What's with the hat the last couple days? What does it
do? Oh, you don't like it?
No, it's fine. I just, you haven't worn hats before, so I'm wondering.
Well, one, I'm freezing. Okay. Two, I shot for Mary Jane the other day, so they gave me a bunch of gear. Oh, okay. I wore this outfit here yesterday, but not enough people saw it, so.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that, but that's okay.
And I woke up, I realized I've been straightening my, I like keep retouching on my, this is girl problems, and if I really go into it, you're going to be so underwhelmed and so sorry you ever asked me that question.
Okay, I will not.
But anyways, yeah, this is my, I rolled out of bed, it's Friday, don't fuck with me hat.
I see. Beanie? Okay. We will not.
Also, I'm stoned, so I thought maybe I'm trying to ultimately dress like Bart Simpson, but in like a female, like with a hint of like, with a touch of femininity. That's a lot of words. That's my ultimate life goal. And
now
that's,
there's a goal. I mean, I don't, it's not the ultimate life goal.
Be discovered by TMZ before I'm 35. That would be another one. But I've already bet on TMZ. I told you this morning, my sister got a call from TMZ regarding OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Keep us posted on what happens there. Yeah, if it's something public, you can tell us about it. I'm sure once it's on TMZ, there's no hiding anything.
Oh, there's,
you know?
I mean, there's nothing. They're just, I don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, well, today we observe Veterans Day, but it is tomorrow. And, you know, we talked about veterans earlier this week with a guest we have here. And I think it's a day to really stop and thank everybody that has fought for this country and really thank them, appreciate it. And because they've been through a lot, you know, I mean, our guest was telling us how in wars in the past, the soldiers were being blamed, and yet they're giving their lives for us, you know? So that sucks. And so I'm glad there's a day to observe it. They're saying some people confuse it with Memorial Day. So remember that Memorial Day is for the ones that have fallen in wars.
Yeah,
and Veterans
I get them confused.
Veterans is for everybody.
I get Veterans Day, Labor Day, Memorial Day.
All confused.
I just know all of those are the best days to vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
But Labor Day has nothing to do with veterans or military or anything.
Also, it's confusing to me. Oh, wait. Yeah, today's not Labor Day. It's Veterans Day.
Yeah.
But you still work on Veterans Day?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that's why people observe it today. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Usually we don't. We take it off, right? Yeah.
Well, I'm happy
to
be here.
Our guest confirms. In a few minutes, we'll be joined by our guest, and we'll have a great show. Yesterday, we had a cool show. We had a couple of great actors here.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm really tempted to go see their movie now on Passion Flicks. And actually see their sex scenes. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were free to talk about it, you know? What blew my mind is that they were able to do this on the first day of shooting. They hardly even knew each other.
I mean, you know? They're actors. That's their job.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But are you expected to do your job on the first day when you show up?
Not. I'd like to ease into it, maybe.
I think they eased into it. I think they did. I think they had their version of easing into it.
Right. Yeah. I remember they had that chemistry audition and things like that.
Yeah. So yeah. That's
they knew what they were getting into. But that's cool. You know, very nice people. And I appreciate when people can jump into roles, you know.
Yeah.
Just like that. You know, I'm just blown away by it. I mean, what can I tell you? Also, before we get to our guest, a lot more men are being exposed now about sexual harassment and stuff like that. I mean, it's
the
unbelievable.
The thing about Louis C.K. is like the comedy community knew about that for years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's like a known thing that he's been doing.
So it was just accepted and stuff, right?
I mean, I guess it depends on who you ask. I think there's that culture of fear that has been cultivated. And I mean, you saw the extent that Harvey Weinstein put out to silence his victims. I mean, hiring literally Israeli officer trained people to like go in and, you know, extract information from Rose McGowan. I mean, he had people at his fingertips who would, you know.
Where did you read that?
There's a New York Times article all about it.
Really?
About the stuff that he did, the lengths he went to, and the people around him to keep, you know, the victims quiet.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So, I mean, I think this is just going to be a wave of this happening. The sad thing is, yeah, like, when it comes out about Donald Trump, people don't believe it.
Right.
So maybe this will be another wave of you know, his victims coming forward and it be taken seriously.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Right before we get to our guest, this is interesting. Did you see like pictures of New Delhi anytime lately? I mean, recently.
I don't think I've ever seen a picture of it.
Right. The air is so thick with pollution,
yeah,
and stuff and smog.
But global warming isn't real, and I'm so glad we left the Paris Climate Agreement. We're the only ones.
Well, but, you know, I mean, this is about pollution, you know. So, but they're saying breathing the air there is equivalent to smoking 44 cigarettes a day.
Mm-hmm.
A day.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, if they got a problem there, you know. I mean, look, there's hot places in the world, but this is ridiculous. So, yeah, and China doesn't have it much better, you know. Yeah, so whatever. Anyway, folks, we're going to bring in our guest right now. And it was a last-minute interview, but we're glad you're here. We're joined by Brittany Palmer. Welcome to the show, Brittany.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. We didn't get much chance to talk beforehand, but we had some time to read about you and know about you and everything. You do a lot of things.
I do.
Right?
I'm a jack of all trades.
Yeah. How did you always feel you were multi-talented, creative?
I mean, I guess I always knew I was creative, but I have the attention span of a 4-year-old, so I get bored with everything. So I like genuinely enjoy doing a lot of different things. I mean, I was 16 with 3 jobs.
And really?
Yeah.
So very ambitious early on.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I like to work. I like to do different things, and yeah.
That's good. And you excel a lot, right? You've achieved quite a bit in your life. You're an artist, and we'll talk about your painting and everything. I was really impressed with that, that you do so many different things, you know. But you're also part of the UFC, and I'm not familiar with it. So if you're like the biggest star there, forgive us if we don't know.
That's okay.
But we'll talk about it. And are you originally from L.A.?
No, I was born in San Diego, raised in Las Vegas, which Vegas strong right now. I moved here 7 years ago to go to art school.
I was born and raised in Las Vegas.
Shut up.
Yeah.
What school did you go to?
I went to 3.
What
I went
school?
To Bishop Gorman. I went to Faith Lutheran. Or I went to 2.
Did you ever know Patty Downs?
What
she
year?
Was the counselor. She was like the guidance counselor forever.
Anyways, at Gorman or Faith?
At Gorman.
I went to Gorman for a year. Literally didn't fit. I like was like, I need to go to the Lutheran.
It's the most beautiful school.
Oh, well, when I went, it was on Maryland Parkway where like bums would walk
so
on.
Didn't
campus.
Have, you didn't no, have the,
I didn't have
the Fertitta brothers.
The, like, oh my God. No. We didn't have that Fertitta money yet. But they were there. But we, you know, I know like Lorenzo. I grew up with like Lorenzo and all them.
Frank.
Really?
They're the owners
of all the like Palace Station, half of Las Vegas, and pretty much everything.
And the UFC. I mean, they sold UFC, but those are the owners of UFC who help fund
Bishop Gorman, which is like one of the best. If you want to be a football player, you go to Gorman.
Oh yeah,
really?
Well, if I'm, wow.
You just want to go anywhere. Like it's the most beautiful school in Vegas.
It's a good school. It's honestly there's like a few. There's literally only 2 high schools. If you want to go out and be, not that you can't.
Was it Centennial and Gorman?
No, I'm saying Gorman and like the Meadows as far as like preparatory like private schools. Mm-hmm. But we also have really good programs in other schools. Like we have a great performing arts school. We have, I mean, a ton of good educational. Right.
But everyone thinks that Vegas is just like the Strip.
Right.
And every time when I'm like, I'm from Vegas, they're like, really?
Yeah.
Did you live on the Strip? I'm like, no,
yeah.
I didn't.
And
there's
my
a
mom
whole
was a stripper.
City.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My mom was a stripper. My dad was a cab driver. Yeah. And no.
And I did cocaine on the weekend.
Think.
Yeah.
But that's what people think
my
about
favorite
Vegas.
Thing is still people will hit me up. They're like, hey, I'm going to Vegas. Do you know where, like, I'm going to hook them up with, like, room rates?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone who can hook any. Like, I don't give.
I actually do know people that good.
But that's the thing. I know people work in the clubs, but, like, what are they going to do? You know what I mean? Like, it's for what? Like, I have.
I use my room rates.
Yeah.
I'm, like, giving it out.
I stay at a condo at the Palms every time. So it's not, like, my family has a condo there. Like, they moved out of my childhood house. They don't even have a room. Like, they don't even have a room for me in the house that they moved into. So I stay there.
Yeah. It's funny that you talk about the high schools there because I lived in Vegas in the 70s, actually.
Oh, wow.
I went to Chaparral. That was, like, one of the best areas at the time. Because there was no West Side when I was there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
there was
like,
no Summerlin.
No, that you know what Rainbow is?
Yeah.
That was the end of Vegas.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So then they developed everything and stuff. But so all I remember is the name Gorman. But now that you mention it, I remember they always had a strong team, right?
Oh, they've been around. They're probably the oldest private school.
Probably.
And probably Catholic school. The only Catholic high school? No, I think more Catholic high schools. But
But that's what it was known for, right?
The hub. Like, if all of the middle schools that are Catholic, they all feed into Gorman. Now they probably all do because it's such a beautiful facility out in, like, Summerlin.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Summerlin.
So it's beautiful. Like a new location.
Literally beautiful.
Yeah. We do a lot of UFC, when we do football kind of shoots or with the ring girls, like, we always go to Gorman and I'm just like, God, this sucks.
Yeah.
My high school sucks.
Right.
I went to Cheyenne.
Okay.
I went to Cheyenne. Yeah. But I mean, even after what everything that happened in Vegas, it's great. The community that's actually there, and I'm
so
small. It's so tight. Like, I'm so proud of, you know, where I came from. I mean, before when I would go to Vegas, I was like, oh shoot, I have to come back home. I hate the weather. But then now I had gone right after the attack. We had a UFC fight like a week later.
I went and did a comedy show that next weekend and I was horrified. Like, I was scared, but it was a really good show. It turned out really good.
When you're driving on the Strip, like, you saw all these marquees that usually is just promoting all this crap and you just see all Vegas. It was so great. And I just, like, I've never not wanted to leave. Like, usually I'm like, get me out of here. I want to go home. I want to go to LA. But, like, this time I was just like, I want to stay here. The support in Vegas, the community is really strong. And I was very proud of where I'm from.
That's the thing is, like, when that happened, I mean, I just never felt that feeling before. You know what I mean? Where I wanted to go home. Like, I wanted to be there. I wanted to be with my friends and my family and just be grateful that they were okay. Because, like, I had friends who were there and my friend had to shield her daughter. I mean, they lost people. I'm sure you know people who got shot and died because we are a very small community. Everyone knows people. I mean, it seems crazy that it was only like less than 2 months ago.
Yeah,
and so much has
already
happened
now
since
a new
then.
One.
And it's like it's just
anyway, we're not gonna take it down.
It's cool. It's nice meeting people from Vegas because you very rarely meet people who, even if you weren't born there, but if you grew up there, it's hard. You don't really meet a lot
there.
Of people.
Yeah.
You basically were from there. So.
Wow,
yeah.
Very cool.
Vegas strong.
It's your home.
So you grew up there after high school. What did you
So I was a professional dancer. I danced in the big Vegas shows. I was at the Flamingo Hotel. I did Jubilee for a little bit. I was at the Ex-Burlesque for 3 years. I was at the variety show as a magician's assistant for a while.
Hells yeah.
And when I was 21 years old, I was actually hit by a car. I was in a really bad car accident.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I couldn't
walk. Where was that, in Vegas?
It was in Vegas on, like, Durango, you know, like that, like, exit of the,
God.
215 Durango. Rainbow Durango.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, it's super dangerous. So I was hit by a car my car was T-boned and I was smashed into it. So I couldn't walk for like 3 months and it pretty much gave up my dancing career because when you can't kick, I mean, fractured my pelvis in 3 places.
Was it a drunk driver?
No, it was Halloween day. Like, it was my fault, I think. I was in a really awful car to drive. Just super
that's
dangerous.
Just also, the freeways there are really intense.
They're so stupid. Yeah. The exits are like, they have an exit that comes out, and I was
none of it. It's like built by two different.
It was just stupid.
In like two different languages, you know, like they both use different IKEA instructions. You know,
yeah. So. But so anyway, so I couldn't walk for a while, and it was harder for me to move and kick and be a dancer. So I started to paint. I just like was sitting. It was kind of like a Frida Kahlo, you know, when she was injured. That's how she became an artist. She just was kind of held up in bed, and the Jersey Shore was on, and I was like, I can't do TV anymore. Like, that's when all of that shit, I was like, this is awful. Can I say?
Yes, you can. There's nothing more nothing less inspiring than the Jersey Shore.
I mean, I was like, and this is
or motivating.
Off.
You're like,
yes.
This will never happen
like,
to
this
me.
This is going off. And then I just started painting, and then I got like obsessed, like weirdly obsessed with painting. And then I was, this is before, like, it was, I think Twitter just started. Yeah. Twitter just started. And I was still with UFC, because I've been with UFC since I was 19.
I'm obsessed with Joe Rogan.
I know.
I love him so much.
He's a good friend.
Hashtag notice me.
I'll send him a photo. So you had done UFC before you got injured?
I was in WEC, which is like their sister company. It was on Versus. It was like the lighter weight class. And so I was just the ring girl from like 19 years old. And then when I was injured, I couldn't work for them. But they were, you know, it's like a family with them. So I was with them for already almost 3 years. And they were like, okay, just get better and you can come back. I mean, I could walk.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't dance. And so I kind of just put the hold on with them. But so I was gaining a following because of WEC, which was UFC's sister company. Anyway, I would post these random paintings of Jimi Hendrix that I did, and they were awful. They were so bad. But I would post it, and people would be like, oh, my God, that's so cool. Oh, my God, can I buy it? Oh, my God. I'm like, holy shit, can I make a living out of doing something I love? And then I, you know, randomly just all of a sudden was like, I'm moving to the closest place where I think my career could strive. I could be close with the UFC, like, home base, which is Vegas, and my family, which is also in Vegas, and move to L.A. and go to art school, and I did.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. And your paintings are amazing.
Thank
I mean, you guys can check them out.
I brought you guys stickers. Out. Yes.
I'm seeing them on the PDF they sent me. But do you have a website or something
I
where
do.
People can see?
BrittanyPalmer.com.
And Instagram?
And Brittany Palmer. BrittanyPalmer.
I feel like I've seen you before. Maybe it's just like...
Probably with Joe, since you have like this weird... Love for Joe.
Well, I mean, I love Joe Rogan because, one, I'm a comic, so like I've just seen his stuff for years, and I saw him at the Comedy Store. I just love watching him because he's so smart. And I love how he plays to both sides, and like he'll make the audience feel one way, and then he'll bring you back, and it's just like I like smart comics.
Yeah, he's very smart.
My humor is smart too. And he loves
cannabis. And he does.
And he just got done doing Sobertober.
He did Sober October. No, I was actually, we went to dinner in Sober October, and like he did really good. Like I was like, you sure you don't want to have a glass of wine? He didn't do it. But it's good to have Joe as a friend because I get to kind of, you know, if I ever need like really strong advice, I'm like, Joe, and I call him. I'm like, okay, I'm having this problem with my boyfriend or I have this. And he's like really good. I mean, he's a smart, smart, smart person.
Yeah. Very cool. So go to the website, BrittanyPalmer.com. Do you have your art on there? I'm sure
my art
you do,
is
right?
on there.
How do I spell it?
BrittanyPalmer, Palmer, PALMER.
Right. And, so I mean, I've got the
and
the
she's
PDF
stunning
here, and it's amazing.
She's stunning. She's talented and she's smart.
Right, and
she can. Do you still dance?
I can dance, but not professionally. But I mean, you know,
like does it hurt you?
Not as much now. I mean, like if it's super cold, I like to snowboard, so that's like kind of when I feel it because I love.
Oh, you
got to
do the hips.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. And that my back cracks like really interestingly, like all like I was just about to do it.
Wait, do you know? So if you are from Vegas and you work for UFC, you know Prescott Miller.
Prescott Miller, I do.
Yeah,
know
my sister was very close with him in high school.
That's, I do know
because he went to the same high school as her, and he used to date my sister's old best friend. Okay. Now he's married and he has a kid. Super cute. Yeah.
That's who is awesome. He though? I mean, what
Prescott.
Does he
he's
do?
Just like my sister's one of my sister's close friends.
Three degrees
from
right,
separation.
But how? Why does she know him?
Because
how
they both work for the UFC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sounds
I
good.
Think he still does work for the UFC.
I think Prescott does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a small again Vegas. If you know someone from Vegas, if you two people from Vegas meet, they know at least one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 degrees of separation.
Yeah. Right.
If not less.
Yeah. Especially with the internet now, there's definitely less than six. So you've done quite a bit since then. So And you started early on, you know. I mean, that's the thing. So, I mean, were you, like, devastated that you can't dance again? I mean, was it something very important
to
you?
No, you know, I think there was, you know, I didn't go to college. I went to, when I did go to college, it was for whatever I wanted. So I wanted to be a dancer, so I just went to school for dance. And instead of, like, I didn't take, like, the superlatives. Like, I was like, I was like, I'm just going to study dancing. And you can do that. Like, literally, if you pay it, you can do whatever the fuck you want. So that's what I did. Yeah. And with art, you know, the same thing when I went to art school, I went to UCLA and I went to Brentwood Art Center, and I didn't take the superlatives. I just took art classes.
You focus on your strengths.
You focus
on
your
strengths. Can you imagine, like, if we had,
how much money would you
waste? So many people just realize, like, I don't want to take these fucking classes.
Like, why do I, why are you paying for them? Exactly. I never have used it since, and never will again. So
you customize college like an app, you know?
It was customizable. So, you know, when I was I was a dancer for a long time. And what was fun about it is, you know, being with, you know, you always become best friends with the girls in your cast, and then you always have the show and the, you know, rehearsals and all that stuff. But eventually, when you're dancing the same thing every freaking night, you're like, okay, like, it's, you know, it's hard to keep doing the same routine. And I don't know.
It's not inspiring
anymore.
Yeah,
it's not. It's not. So I had a good time while it lasted, but I love doing what I'm doing now so much more, because as a dancer, how far can you really go? I mean, as an artist, you know, everyone gets, especially in Los Angeles, everyone's so worried. Oh, my God, I'm 30. Oh, my God, I'm 32. I'm like, fuck, yeah, I'm 30. I'm like,
yeah.
I look, and people, when I was an artist at 24,
yeah,
when I was an artist at 24, 20, you know, 5, everyone's like, oh, you know, she's really young. But, like, now that I'm getting older, it's only going to get better. And I'm respected more as
you're
an artist.
You're working on your craft.
Yeah.
You're perfecting it.
So it's like I found something that has longevity. It's longevity to be an artist. And,
I don't
and
give
I love
a, you
it.
You know, I love that you say that, because I'm 30. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, 5.
I get, you know, and I think, it's like wine with some people, you know, like you just get better.
I
and
like
if you
it.
Just exactly like I would never have. I wasn't in the place when I was 24 to do what I'm doing now. It wouldn't have been the right time for me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't regret
especially
anything.
Especially as a comic, it's better to get older as
I'm
well.
I'm telling you, especially for
more
women.
More experience.
I'm
so like,
exactly,
look at this little 25-year-old.
I know.
She
what does
shit
she
about
know about
yet?
Life? What is her life experience? How do you? It's true. The same thing. It's just that you will not be taken seriously, especially also because we look like this too, so it's much harder,
yeah,
to be respected or be taken seriously, one, as a woman, and two, if you're attractive.
Yeah.
It's just like all
it really is.
So
the only thing
age,
you can do
age
is
on your
that
side.
Experience
exactly is on our,
yeah,
side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's
and, but,
really obsessed with it.
But the amazing thing is that you wanted to stay active even after you had the accident. And, you know,
I had
a
to
lot
put
of
my creative energy
up.
Into some way.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to.
Did,
yeah,
you paint when you were younger?
I'm from Vegas. There's like not really a big art culture there. Like, you never really, I never even knew that that was a chance. And like in art classes in high school, they didn't teach you about, you know, Vincent van Gogh,
right,
and Jean-Michel Basquiat. They don't teach you about Andy Warhol. Like, that's not really how it was in high school, especially the school system period, let alone in Vegas. So, no, I had, you know, I was good. I was naturally always really good. I was always making things, very creative. I was cutting up stuff. And, you know, my mom would always say I was very creative. I loved music. I've always been obsessed with music, musicians. And so I've always had a streak of, you know, the creativity. But it wasn't, I mean, my mom still has, like, my first painting, like, in high school. And it's super good. And she, like, has it framed. She's like, I have her first one. She's super proud. But I had a talent, but I just didn't know.
You weren't tapping into it.
I wasn't
then.
Tapping into,
right,
it. And it wasn't until that car accident that I realized that I have a real talent, you know, because,
right,
I had to put it somewhere.
It forced you to shift, you know, your creative,
yeah,
your creativity. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Right.
I think, you know, how interesting. I think that it's probably true for a lot of artists and creatives that they don't realize there's other mediums that, in which they can create. And it isn't until one of those mediums or ways to express themselves is taken away that it's kind of like when you hear people become blind or become deaf, other senses get stronger.
Right.
Because they're forced to have to use them.
It's right. Absolutely true.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
so cool and interesting.
So very interesting. And then, I mean, you've been very busy modeling as well, right? When did you start that?
So I started modeling, when I was a dancer, I naturally was in, with agencies for dance. And so, you know, they would book me for stuff. And then that's how I got with UFC. I was at the talent agency and they had an audition, and I was at the Hard Rock Hotel. And this is the rooms that are, like, really low ceilings. And we had to hold up a ring card, but, like, because it was so low, we all had to, like, hold it right here. And I got the audition. But, I mean, I started modeling, you know, pretty young. It's not really my focus. I feel awkward front of the camera, it's that seems a little stupid to say. But
yeah, well, it seems unbelievable because in you've been on a lot of covers and stuff, and you seem very confident. But you're obviously confident in your modeling ability and so forth. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because of UFC, I was I did the cover, not to like talk about it.
Do
but,
it, girl. Talk about
I did the cover of Playboy. I did the cover of Maxim. I did the cover of FHM, Fitness Girls, Inside Fitness. And UFC magazine. Yeah.
So you're very inspiring to a lot of women. So do you stay fit in order to look like this?
I stay fit in order, but I love it. I like working out. I look at it like going to the office. I have such a random, it's a different job that I have. So I, for me, going to the gym is like going to the office every day. And I love it. I change my workouts. I do yoga. I'm a big SoulCycle. Like, I'm in that whole thing.
The cult?
The cult of SoulCycle. I am in it.
It's real.
It's real. It is very real, and I love it.
What is it?
SoulCycle is just a spinning cult, and it's weird and expensive, but I love every second of it. And it's not on ClassPass, and it's annoying. But I do it all, yeah. I have to stay fit.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. So we're going to be talking about some of the paintings, because what you so you were out there. They said something about you having like a show or something. Tell us a little bit about that. Exhibition?
Yeah, so I'm getting ready for Art Basel, Miami. This is actually my second Basel. Yeah. So I was in Basel last year. I was in two shows. I was in Ex Contemporary and Conception, and it was great. It was a really great experience. It was my first Basel. I sold, which is, really great. But this year I was actually speaking with he's my manager slash we don't like to he's like a brother to me, but he handles things that I don't want to deal with. So I was speaking to him. I'm like, okay, this year, okay, we have to think about Basel. Okay, it was June. I was like, we got to think about Basel. What are we going to do? What show are we going to be in? What gallery are we going to submit to? How are we going to do this? And then it was just such a stupid idea, because Basel last year was great, but I had such a bad taste in my mouth about a specific gallery owner that I was working with, and he's just like awful, and it was just so business with him, and it wasn't really about nurturing artists like it used to be, like back in the 80s and even, the 80s, like in the 90s, it's a lot better. Now it's such a business, and everything has become so business and corporate. So we had this idea. I'm like, screw it. Why don't we just do our own pop-up shop? And because we started so early, I got a beautiful store right in Wynwood on 2nd.
Oh, I love Wynwood.
Yeah, it's like right there, like 3 blocks from the Wynwood walls. And my show is titled No Agency. And it's I'm having a clothing line come out, which is mostly men apparel, which is super cool stuff. I have 3 other artists that I had booked with me to do the show. We have Tanya Calderon, Lee Taylor Jones, Tanya Regier, and Dan Alva. And it's just us, and it's going to be such a sick show. And it's my first real solo my show. The reason it's titled No Agency, it's kind of going against the grain, kind of an FU to these men that feel that they have the right to almost, especially with what we were just talking about, how being a pretty girl and, to kind of take advantage of situations. And it's kind of like a fuck you to all of them. And I'm going to do it my goddamn self. I don't really need
you
to help me. So that's kind of what started this, it lit the fire under my ass to do something my own. And no, I can. And it's going to kill it. And it's going to be amazing. And the way that we're doing it is, it's super fun. Every day is like a new cool day. We're gonna have live painting. We're gonna have people where they could paint with us, and we have coffee and donuts on Sunday. It's gonna be a whole fun.
It's you're offering people an experience.
Yeah. Come, we have graffiti.
Not just
wines.
Look at my art and buy my art. Come experience my art.
And it's also I get paintings are expensive. Man, if I walked in, I wouldn't spend $15,000 on a painting. If I had it, I would. But we're also putting our art on T-shirts, and these aren't just cotton blend American Apparel. These are beautifully done in a clothing line, and we're putting, so all the artists we're creating for them a shirt and for each piece or whatever. So if they can't necessarily buy a painting, it's wearable art, and I have really cool bombers that are reversible with my art on the inside.
Sick.
They're so sick, and it says artists on the. It's going to be a really really cool show. I'm super excited. super busy, but yeah.
Congrats.
Nice.
Thank
so
you.
Where's
thank
it,
you.
Where's it going to be at?
It's Miami. In Miami.
Oh,
Art
it
Basel,
is Miami.
Miami.
Okay.
Yeah. It's from the 7th to the 10th. Okay. December.
It's but it's on. It, they put it on every year, and it's right. basically like a fest. Imagine a festival for artists oh. and people mm-hmm. from all over
that
the world.
It's like
awesome.
The Mecca.
Right.
Yeah, really.
It's like the art Mecca.
And it's really
oh,
cool.
Very
it's really
nice.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's also going to be available. Noagency.com. We're gonna no. It's Noagency Apparel. I think it's that. But if you Brittany Palmer, if you follow me anyway, but everything that is going to be, if you can't go to Basel, everything will be available online. And they're all limited edition from all the artists. The shirts are only going to last for as long as Basel goes. So
yeah,
sick.
Nice. But so you started making like icons as paintings, right? I see Darth Vader and Jimi Hendrix mm-hmm. and all that. Why was that your inspiration in painting?
You know, so I started painting Jimi Hendrix. That was kind of like my go-to. I love him. I just think he's just the most interesting man to watch and to listen to and just right. his talent and his story. So, I have a really a big passion for music. And that's kind of, you know, that's the art that so my first show was titled I Remember Faces. And it was all of just the, you know, these portraits and musicians that I love personally, and I don't know, I think that musicians relate to a lot of people and they help a lot. I think music, you know, really, and art in general, you know, it can and has cured and saved the world mm-hmm. and that it speaks home to me. And I love faces. They're like my favorite thing. I went to when I took classes with all portraiture class, I just like love the face so
uh-huh.
much.
Who are some of your favorite artists?
I love Jean-Michel Basquiat. I love Andy Warhol, Frida Kahlo. We could really go in. Let's see. Let's do something that people like would kind of.
Those are all really well. Yeah. I mean, Frida Kahlo is one of my all-time favorite.
Yeah. Frida Kahlo is amazing.
And Diego Rivera.
Diego Rivera.
Her ex-husband. Did they break up or were they married forever?
They were married
yeah.
forever.
Yeah.
But no, I was actually Frida Kahlo for Halloween this year. And my boyfriend was Vincent Van Gogh.
Very good.
Really?
Yes.
Is he an artist as well?
He's an artist. Yeah. His name's Gregory Siff. He's a really talented artist as well. So it's cute. I mean,
do you ever create art together?
We do. We create art, but we've not done a collaboration yet. I think we're kind of like holding that one off. But we create art in the sense like, you know, I went to art school and he's more just like, he's like really, he's a modern graffiti kind of mm-hmm. artist, but his style is fabulous. So we both help each other. Like he can cool. help me loosen up a little bit because from what I was taught in school, and then I can help him sharpen
Structure.
Up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have this really kind of cute dynamic.
That's cool.
Yeah, very cool. Everyone, if you're following us, go to BrittanyPalmer.com. You got a lot of stuff here. I mean, your paintings and everything. You have even a book, right?
I have
see
an art
limited
book.
Edition mm-hmm. I Remember Faces book.
Yes, I do. That was from my first show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're limited edition. And yeah, it's just all the pieces that were from the first show.
That's
yeah.
awesome, man.
Yeah.
Do you have any shows in LA we can come support?
As of right now, I have a lot of pieces at the W
okay.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
If you go in, there's like 4 pieces in the lobby. I have a mural by the bathroom, 3 upstairs.
I literally live right there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You been? Oh well, when you go,
I've been
see,
inside. Yeah.
All of those paintings are mine.
Wow, that's
yeah.
cool. I'll have
She's
to go.
There. She's there.
Oh wow,
yeah.
I'm gonna have to take a double. I'm gonna have to go back.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a while, but
yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
You can see all my stuff there right now. But yeah, that's it. Just focusing on Basel. I can't do any more shows.
Cool.
Wow. You even put them on boards, your paintings and everything.
On skateboards?
Yeah, on
yes.
skateboards.
I just bought
longboards.
My first cool. skateboard.
Got to get this. We have longboards with the art on it. It's
really?
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Did you do a Frida Kahlo one yet?
Not yet.
Girl, got to get
wow.
it. Wow. Maybe I should.
Jimmy Gaze, I Promise, Starboy. So you gave him... names too to your paintings.
Yeah, you have to title your work. Starboy,
yeah.
That was I did that. That was a live painting. That's the weekend. Mm. Little Abel. I did
oh,
that.
Really?
I did that right when his album dropped, and I did live painting at the Redberry Hotel. That's what
I also think you should do a Joe Rogan one and give it to
oh,
the comedy
my
store.
Goodness, Joe wants to. He wants one of my Jimi Hendrix ones. I don't know if it's in there. No, it's not in
mm-hmm.
there. Yeah, Joe wants one of my Jimmy ones.
Right now, it's got to be difficult. I mean, you know, you learn art, you learn how to draw faces and everything, but to draw faces that people can recognize. Not
and
easy,
it's also,
right?
Well, I mean, you know, it's very, that's the one thing that, you know, art in general is very subjective. But I think, especially when I'm, you know, specifying Jimmy or, you know, like Billie Holiday is in there. I love her. I think she's fabulous. A lot of people don't even know who she is. So, you know, it becomes even more subjective when you're specifically doing a certain person.
Right.
So, yeah, it does, you know, make it a little bit difficult. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's.
You look at it and you go, wow, you know, this does look like them.
Yeah,
you know?
It
is them. That's very cool. And you paint it like a large canvas, right? It's not like small.
Yeah, they're like 48 by 48.
Yeah, right? So that's pretty big. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm looking at this here. And yeah, that's amazing how you paint this stuff.
Yeah.
Now, so you did say... So this is obviously for like mainly art collectors, right? Because of the prices of the paintings.
Well, that's the thing. It's, you know, the reason I've become successful in it and it has stayed, and I'm so grateful for everything, is, you know, it targets. I have a following, and that's with UFC. So I try to target, you know, the kind of following that I have in the fan base. So if they can't necessarily, you know, afford. An original, you know, they can commission a piece. So right. anyone they want. I painted a lot. I mean, the Darth Vader wasn't even my idea. Like, I'm not even that big of a Star Wars fan. No offense, but I'm not. But this was a commission from this great guy. One of my collectors now. His name's Hamid, and he lives in Puerto Rico. Which again, pray for. But yeah. But he it was like a massive Darth Vader fan, and he commissioned this beautiful piece. And I used. He lived on the beach, so I was like, send me some sand from out front your place. So I put sand in the piece. It's like the coolest. It's one of my favorites. And I had to give it away. I was so bummed to him. Yeah. But I mean, so you can commission a piece. But I also do limited edition prints that are all hand embellished. And it's done. You know, they're printed on, you know, beautiful canvas, or we can do it on cotton bound, all framed. So it's like, even though if they can't afford an original, you know, there's ways to get a print, which are still limited and still worth a lot. And, you know, when I die, they'll still be worth a lot. So,
there you go. Maybe more.
Yeah,
right?
You know, I mean, art is an investment. It really is. You have to look at it that way. You know, if you hold on to it and take care of it, then it will be worth, you know, a lot more.
That's
as
true.
I go.
That's true. Very nice. So we're joined by Brittany Palmer and multi-talented stuff. Now, tell me about multi-talented woman stuff. Because I wanted to ask you about the UFC. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Oh, man, it's like the funnest job in the whole world.
Really?
I love
so
it.
So what do you do there exactly?
So I have been the Octagon girl and spokesmodel for like 10 years, almost 10 years. That's so crazy. Like, I feel that makes me so old, but I'm not.
But
I'm
you're like, not. Yeah.
You know. It's been great. It's a family. You know, we travel the world and Ariane Celeste is one of my best friends, and she's the other girl that's, you know, the other Octagon girl that's been there, you know, she's been there like a couple years longer than me. And, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better job. It's opened so many doors, and, you know, we're close, and we get to hang out with Joe Rogan and do dinners, and it's, you know, it's great. I mean, it's being a part of one of the fastest growing sports, you know, in the world,
it's
and
so
to
popular.
Be in the encyclopedia of it, and I am. Is just such an honor to be with them, and I'm going to do it as long as I can. I don't care.
It's so, I mean, think about it. Like, very rare do new industries, new sports, new. It's almost like that was the last newest sport, you know, viral, popular sensation like that, and also the cannabis industry. Like, these are two industries that have been created within the last however many years,
right.
You know, that have just created this cult following, dedicated. I mean, UFC and cannabis aren't going anywhere, right?
Yeah,
so basically,
right.
Joe Rogan should be president.
But
no, but yeah. You know,
isn't that because
like, how often do we hear of new? I mean, we as a society, as a culture, almost as a world, we don't embrace change, right? So easily, but how cool that these two industries have just like emerged
right.
Within the last however. How long has UFC been around? 10
probably 15 years.
Yeah,
yeah. So, what kind of a sport is that exactly? What do people?
So it's mixed martial arts. I love it because it's just like so savage and it's like warrior and but it's these, you know, these trained athletes who, you know, they do. It's, you know, it's not just boxing. It's jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, it's everything. It's Taekwondo.
I like, remember when it first came, because I'm from being from Vegas, when UFC first came out, yeah. It was, because I grew up watching boxing. I love.
You were in the Chuck Liddell.
I love. You got to see Chuck. I saw the Tito. Reality show, Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz. And I remember, I was so fascinated by it because one, it's weird. As a woman, you wouldn't think like I would enjoy it, but it's such an interesting sport and it's so exciting and also I love playing sports my whole life. So, and also being from Vegas, you can just appreciate it's also part of our culture out in Vegas is boxing and you know, it's just like hearing about the fights events. And getting excited. And it's like fight night. You always have your family over. So, I mean, I just remember how big that was and watching that first reality show. I mean, that mm-hmm. was, that's so cool. And you're part of it. That's so interesting. Yeah. So like what, how is it like you've seen from the beginning pretty much or like 5 years yeah. in?
It's become something where like, you know, you have these big nights, these big events, and then, you know, it, you know, like any company, kind of there's a corporateness that comes in like when there's so much success to it. So then, you know, now they had to deal with Fox, which is great, but that means that we had a lot of fights. So I used to do every single one. I was traveling like 3 times a month. It was hard, but I was young enough to where I kind of worked. And then, you know, the older I got and the more like Ariane and I, we just became like more like ingrained in the company. We're like, we just want to do the big fights now. So now we don't do the small ones. We just do the big pay-per-views, which is good because I can't travel that much anymore. I'm getting too old. but you know, it's grown in a way. It just became, you know, from it's just, you know, they made a spectacle out of it. I just have
what
so
do you
much
think makes
Dana.
It so popular?
Because it's kind. You never know what is going to happen. It's really hard to judge. You know, you can say who's going to win or lose. Okay, that's fine. But like on how they're going to win and lose. So, I mean, there are surprises. I've been here and I've watched front row for years, and I still. This past fight that we had in we had Madison Square Garden, which is great. It's one of my favorite events to go to because yeah. it's New York City, yeah. and but we just had a Madison Square Garden where three title shots. And they all lost their belt. So the underdog won 3 times, 3 different fights. I mean,
that's crazy.
GSP came back in and I was like, oh no. I was like, we never know. GSP, you couldn't, I don't know. Cause you know, he's been out for a while. No, that fucker just came in with a vengeance and Rose won the belt. I mean, it was, I love it. I'm fascinated.
It's savage.
It's so
it's boxing, cool. But like on steroids without the
but then,
the,
but like they're all the like steroids. So fit and lean yeah. and they kick and they, you know, you get more points for takedowns, which is interesting. Like when you can understand the point system and how they judge it. I mean, you know, the rules are like, there's not like, it's kind of like reminds me of rugby. I love rugby. I don't want to like offend anyone, but. I mean, football's cool, but, like, rugby's shit. Because they have to, like, throw the ball backwards, which I kind of love. Like, I love this kind of weird...
Ruggedness.
There's something about it that, you know, I genuinely enjoy. I'm genuinely a UFC fan, so it's yeah. good to be a part of it.
What That's about women awesome. UFC?
Even better.
You like watching the
Even better.
Fights? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Even better. And it's and they're all just so beautiful and talented and kind and grateful to be there. And, you know, the athletes, everyone would think that they're like, oh, you know, these bros are like, you know, whatever. I mean, we had Ronda Rousey, which she was a little bratty. But
I would not fuck with her.
I would not either.
Oh, man.
She's yeah. I've done a lot of paintings of her. A lot of people commission me to paint her. She's always been nice to me. But everyone's just so nice. And, you know, they look at the ring girls and. They look at us like sisters, you know, like guys aren't, they don't hit on us. They kind of like know better, like to not mess with Ariane.
Don't disrespect.
Yeah. Like these are our girls and everyone. It's just, it's such a cool, it's such a good environment and good atmosphere and yeah, it's cool.
Very nice. Now, for those of you who don't know, which if you want to be blown away, you got 2 million followers on Facebook and 1 million on Instagram. What does it feel like? I mean, that's pretty famous.
You know,
do you get like stalked?
I could get a lot more. I could get a lot more if I posted sexier photos.
Yeah. That's cool that you don't, though.
It's so hard. If you even look, I have to even just say it. So yes. And this is just like an annoyance because now I'm going to do it. So I posted this photo last weekend at Madison Square Garden. I got 30,914 likes. Okay, that's great. Then I posted a photo of me painting. Uh-huh. And I got... 14,000, which is still good, but it's just so interesting, like that it has to be that way. Yeah. But you know,
listen, I totally get it. That's just the culture that we live in.
Yeah.
I started a humor. I make weed memes, And when I started my account, I purposely didn't want people to know if I was a guy or a girl. I never posted photos of myself. I just posted memes.
That's good.
And then once legalization happened, I was like, I have a responsibility to be an advocate, one, because of how I look, and two, because I just need to put myself out there and just own it. And like, people would send me messages and be like, I had no idea you were a girl. But I also was never a part of that culture where I wanted to be followed because of how I looked. I just thought that was I create this content and this is also who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and it is, it's such a shame knowing that we could easily get
put a bikini on your
I could do it, but I want people to follow me for the right reasons.
There's a certain, because followers don't necessarily adequate it to business.
Like, right.
Just because there are girls that have, 3-5 million followers, they don't sell
anything. Can I tell you something? That's so true.
It's true.
Lisa had a comedian on one of her, she booked a female comedian on her show who has literally 3 million followers on Instagram, and she posted the show and like,
Nobody watches. That doesn't translate to certain sales. You have to. Mm-hmm. It's not about and actually, I was at a. I have no management. I manage myself. I have no agents because that's because the no agency. I feel like I can do it myself, and I have, and I don't want to act anyway because I can't. and I hate auditioning, and I have a really low, like, if someone says that I didn't get the part, I cry all the time.
Really?
So my mom, my mom's like, Brittany, she's like, I don't think that you should be an actress. I'm like, I don't think you're
right.
I went to 3 auditions while I've lived in LA, and I cried each time. So no, I don't act.
Listen, you've done enough already. You're only 30.
I can't do it all. Relax. But no, I was at a meeting with an agent, with a talent agent here a couple months ago, and I was considering with William Morris. Considering going on, and he was looking at my page, and he was just, he was like, I see 2 different parts of you. You see, you have the sexy part, and then you have the art part. And he goes, there's not like an in between. I'm like, well, here's the thing. When I do the sexy stuff, I get tons of likes. And then when I do the art stuff, I get medium likes. But like on the in between, God, I wouldn't get any. And he goes, who cares? He goes, stop caring about what likes you get, because this isn't about, likes and dislikes. This is who you are. And it's ultimately a resume. That's why social media, it's become this weird thing. And it's ultimately, I think, a reason for a lot of these mental health kind of problems that are happening, because people are just fixated. There's this movie I just saw, Ingrid Goes West.
With Aubrey Plaza. Everyone always says I'm like Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, you do.
Like,
you do remind me of
or
her.
Or Sarah Silverman. I get the Aubrey Plaza, Silverman.
You do. But that's, it's interesting, and it's kind of where social media has. It's given this.
Or like Black Mirror. Have you seen any of those?
I haven't seen that
one. Oh my God, on Netflix. Just like,
have you seen the one where they rate each other?
It's a society where like a whole society is just based off your ratings that appears above you.
Oh my God, that was my idea a long time ago when I was high. I was like, you know how like Yelp, like, can we just Yelp like humans?
Yeah.
And see? Oh, that's
literally.
That's what it's about. And it's very depressing too, let me tell you.
I mean, there are people growing up on, kids will grow up just online.
I mean,
their whole lives.
But they feel that they have nothing to lose, like not to even take it there. But it's like when you feel that you have nothing to lose and you're so focused on everyone else's life and you're not living your own, then you feel like
it creates a mental problem.
Right. It's unhealthy. And, and that's why, I could have 10 million followers if I was just posting up, but I don't care.
Exactly.
I really don't care. I want quality. I want women to follow me. I want girls to follow me. I want them to follow my art. I want them to be inspired. I want it to be, I want to skew it a little bit. I'll do the cute, sexy UFC photos and maybe throw a little.
If you want.
If I want.
Only if you want. Not because you feel like you have to.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't make money from Instagram. I have not one. The only time I ever get paid for a post is if I actually fucking use it. And so Gamma Labs, I've used G Fuel. I've used that. I've been with them for 7 years, and I drink it like every day before I go to the gym. That's the only one that pays me. That's it.
And it's worth it for them to get the exposure to your followers.
And they know it's authentic because I've been with them for so long.
Exactly, because she endorses it.
I literally am drinking it and like doing boomerangs, and I'm not even tagging them. I'm like just because I'm drinking it.
I don't care. I will get hit up from weed cannabis brands, but if I know that you aren't, I don't like you, or I don't like what you're doing, I don't care. I'm not going to take your money because it's my name out there who's endorsing this.
It's
and
your
people
brand.
Take your word for what you say.
Well, now they have that new law. Mm-hmm. That new law where you have to say if it's a sponsored post.
Oh, that's
right. It's so interesting. And I love that. But here's the thing. I don't even have to say it's a sponsored post because like it's not. Like it's like I actually use the brand and unless it like it's, but I don't ever, everyone
that's
knows
cool.
to not
that would
me
attract
up.
The sponsor really, really fast. Well, Brittany Palmer, I wish we had more time, but you're fascinating. There's a lot you can do. And we invite you back anytime. Yes. We haven't even asked you about God yet, but
he's everywhere.
Yeah, there you go.
He's sitting because three people in the room.
I wanted to ask you, like, what finally, you know, what do you attribute this? Like, you, obviously, you had good fortune and everything, but everybody's got like trials and tribulations.
Oh, I have good fortune
life,
only because,
right?
I made it.
Right.
I didn't come. I came from nothing. Right. I lost my father when I was in high school, and from Vegas. You know, Vegas is a very interesting place to grow up.
It's not.
Yeah,
you grow up fast there. You're forced. Right. And every doesn't matter what kind, what background, rich, poor. You grow up fast in Las Vegas.
Right. Yeah. And people might say, well, you have it better, easier than others because you have the looks and everything.
Yeah,
but the thing
matter.
Is, it's what you do with it. There's a lot of beautiful women out there, but they don't all accomplish what
yeah.
you have, and you still have a whole life ahead of you, you know?
Yeah.
So what's in store for you now? What is your next thing?
Right now I'm focusing on Art Basel. It's, you know, it's a passion. It's so important to me to do this because I want to do this every year, and I want to do it not just in Basel and, you know, kind of take this show around the world. And then after Basel, I have a painting that's going to be at the Amphar Gala in Hong Kong in March.
Really? Are you going there?
I'm going to, I'll be in Hong Kong. So I have a really big piece, which I'm donating to Amphar. Which is a really great charity, and that'll be really exciting. Really, really exciting.
Wow.
I've never been to Hong Kong, so it'll be cool.
Yeah, there you go. We were just talking about it. They said it's the number one destination in the world.
Yes, and I have to create a painting. So I have to, after Basel, after December, I'm like putting off the thoughts. Once December happens, then I'm going to start creating this huge, I mean, it's going to be massive. I don't even know how long. It's like 15 feet painting.
Whoa.
Well, expensive to ship.
Very exciting. So you do what you love to do, and you make a living at it, and that's the amazing thing about it. Everybody go and follow Brittany Palmer. Just go to her website, and you can follow all the social media links from there. See everything that she does, the art and everything. So this is amazing. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you
morning.
For having me.
Yeah,
you guys are awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to stay friends because
we're
friends.
Be
we're 30
friends.
And we're telling real friends.
I'm telling you, we probably have so many friends that we don't even know about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
We're gonna,
now you have my stickers.
This, I know, right? It's official.
Awesome. Well, Rachel, have a great weekend.
I'll see you on Monday.
See everybody on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.